When you hear the phrase, the rich life, what kind of pictures come to mind? Do you think about magnificent mansions, nice, sleek, big cars, clothes closets filled with anything you can imagine to wear? What comes to your mind when you hear the rich life? You know, there used to be that show on the homes of the rich and famous. We seem to be attracted to that sort of thing. A couple of years ago, they made a movie, and someone had bought this multi-million-dollar house in Florida. And the guy got the idea that, you know, the land's really more valuable than the house, even though the house was several million dollars. And but he couldn't sell it because he wanted to divide it up. He wanted to tear down the house in order to put four houses equally as big and magnificent as that one on the land and sell those. So they sold it to a movie company, and they found a company that was going to shoot a film and demolish the house as a part of the filming. We live in a country that's obsessed with those kind of riches. I guess we live in a world because we've spread that around the world. Our idea of democracy going hand in hand with an economy where you can get just as rich as you want, and there's nothing wrong with money. It's where we place our values, and that's what Jesus was talking about when this man was trying to get his brother to do the right thing. And Jesus said, don't worry about that. You can get so caught up in those things. You know, families really get caught up in issues where you have to figure out how to handle the money, especially when your parents are getting older. That's happening in our situation. And I've seen families do horrible things to each other and say horrible things over money, over possessions. And Jesus comes to us and says, we have to have our rich life invested in some place other than things. Well, that goes against everything we learn in this society. We have insurance to cover us in case we lose our things. And we're coming out with life plan insurance, so we have an insurance to take care of us if we go to a nursing home, so we don't have to pay that out of our pockets. We have term life and whole life and all different kinds of life insurance policies to leave something for those who are left behind. And sometimes we may do that at the expense of actually enjoying the life God's given us. This man in the story obviously had a good harvest. So let's just tear down everything I've got and build new and bigger barns. And you know, that kind of philosophy works for a while. But I think it's partly what's wrong with the nation we live in. That we value the possessions and bigger and better to the point that we don't value people anymore. What is the rich life for you? Do you feel like you have a rich life? What is the source of that richness for you? Is it the people you love? The things that you share with them? The things that you experience in life on a daily basis, does that make you feel like you have a rich life? How about the God that loves you? I love that passage that Marty read. It sees God truly as a parent, a God who came down and chose an insignificant nation of people and made them something because they belonged to Him. It was because of the relationship that the people of Israel exist and have any meaning even today. Because a God came down to a people who were nothing and made them rich. Not financially, not in terms of numbers, but made them rich in a relationship with Him. And they got caught up with the same things we get caught up with in our life. Getting absorbed with the things, the material things of this world. And God is reaching out to them. And that's what's being said in that Old Testament passage. God says, you're forgetting our relationship. You're forgetting that what we have together is your richness, is your true wealth. And like a parent, like a father, saying, I taught you to walk. I held your hands, steadied you when you made those first steps that you couldn't make on your own. My youngest granddaughter is right at that point. She really wants to walk, but hasn't done it yet. Of course, my son's got her running. You know, he's practicing. You know all the things we do with little children to help them learn to walk. Well, he's got this thing where he gets her down using her feet and just goes across like here. And she really does look like she's running across the room. And I believe she would. He might regret that training in a few weeks. Because they do not have a house that's childproof. But picture a relationship with God where He loves you so much, He would do those things with you. That's the message God wants us to hear today. And He says, we're rich because of that relationship. A God who bends down to His own creation, those who love Him, and lifts them up when they fall. If somehow we could capture that kind of richness in our lives, then maybe we wouldn't work so frantically for the things of this world as if that's going to bring happiness. That we've got a God who wants to give of Himself and gave of His Son to die on a cross to prove to us, I'm willing to come down to you again. This morning, we celebrate Holy Communion. And God is saying, I come to you again. In the symbols of the bread and the cup, I come to you to offer myself as your greatest riches. Notice when you come down for communion today, see, Jesus is the bread from heaven, the gift from heaven that God gives to us. And in this Holy Communion, you are offered a piece of bread. I know we've all been in those communion services where you go up and you know, get a piece, and you get kind of disgusted if you pull off a really gigantic piece. But you know, that's really not an appropriate way to take communion. We don't take the body. We receive it. We don't take the cup. It's offered to us. Because that's the greatest riches we can possess. The riches from glory that Paul talked about in Philippians. I'll meet all of your needs from my riches and glory. So when you come to communion this morning to receive the bread, come with hands open, ready to receive, and hearts open to be blessed with the richness of a God who comes down to us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we celebrate the rich life as Christians. We celebrate it more perfectly when we receive Holy Communion. God humbles Himself to come down to us that we might be heirs of His kingdom. Remember, you're invited to receive the gift and the riches. Live for this rich life, and you'll be able to enjoy the wealth of the world that you possess, and the wealth of the world that you don't possess will not be a problem, because God's richness dwells in you. Let us pray. Father, it's very difficult for us in a world that measures almost everything in dollars and possessions to see that our greatest riches are invested in the people we love, in the people who love us. And your word has taught us that we love because you first loved us. that you came down to us, that you humbled yourself to be in a special relationship with your creation. Because of that, we can love each other in a better way. Because of that, we can struggle even paying our bills when there's not enough money to go around, it seems, and still feel rich. We can lose everything we possess and experience the richness of your love and care. A God who would reach from heaven and hold our hands and help us to get our balance so we can learn to walk is a rich God who will be by our side for any need in life. Help us to know that the rich life is the way of Christ. It is the mystery of Christ in us, Christ given for us, that we might give to others. Help us to grow in this richness today and tomorrow and every day, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.